Good evening, good evening. Hallelujah. Will you stand with me? Are you ready, church? Hallelujah. I was here today. We had our class, and this is what God was telling me tonight. Expectation. Expectation and anticipation tonight. He's saying to me, do you need a touch from God? Do you need a miracle or a breakthrough? You came to the right place. You are here tonight for a purpose, for a plan. And I'm telling you, if you need a healing, a breakthrough, you are in the right place. Our faith pleases God. So just apply your faith in that area. Amen. I was looking at Luke 3:15. It says people were in expectation of the Messiah's coming. It says that people were on tiptoe with anticipation and expectation. They were waiting. I'm here tonight to tell you, listen, God has something for you tonight. Receive it. Take hold of it, church. The enemy is not concerned with what you used to be. Listen, he's not concerned about your past. This is what he is concerned about, with what you are now. He is terrorized by what you can be. Tonight, release it to God. God's all powerful, but sometimes we limit him. Don't limit him tonight, church. Hallelujah. Activate your faith and believe tonight. Hallelujah. Praise and expectation. Expectation and pray in expectation. Expect the outpouring in your life tonight. Hallelujah. Expect to move. Father God, we expect you to move in our lives tonight. And I was feeling tonight, Lord God, I even told the pastor, Lord, that God, take over. There's a singer we used to follow. We still follow Toby Mac. He said, steal my show, God. Take my show. I have nothing to give. God, take our service tonight. Hallelujah. You are a
Listen, I can't go any further because, listen, I feel the Spirit of God really encouraging me to declare something to every one of us, hallelujah. That we're not meant here just to gather, hallelujah, and walk out the same, but we give God praise that God has opportunity to change our environment, hallelujah. Come on, to change, hallelujah, the very ground that we stand on. I heard the Spirit of the Lord say that if you want your scenery to change, you gotta change your sound. You gotta change your sound. That we begin to change our complaining into worshiping, hallelujah. That we begin to know, I don't know about you, but I know that I have some problems, but I got to know that my God's greater, hallelujah. I know that I got some pain, but I gotta know that my God is the healer. I got to know that. So I begin to praise God. I begin to change the sound, and I begin to stand in an environment that cries, holy, holy, holy. The Lord God Almighty, He's worthy of our praise. That something within me stands up and says, great is our God. No matter where I am, no matter what I'm in, something begins to rise up within me. So tonight, you might have some great issues, but I want you to focus your issue on your God's great. I want that to rise up within you. Don't worry about anybody else. Don't hold back your worship. Don't hold back your worship. Come on. I got to give God my praise. I got to give God my worship. I will give you worship. I will give you my praise. I'm not going to hold it back. So we sing it again. Cause it's His breath.
It's your breath in my lungs.
Pour it out.
So we pour out our praise.
Pour it out.
Pour it out. It's your breath.
Hear the song. Sing it with me. Come on, sing. Yeah, we sing.
Great are you, Lord.
Come on, hallelujah. Let the praise arise.
Great are you, Lord.
He's greater than whatever you're facing. Come on, just lift up your hands.
God, we honor you tonight, God. God, Lord, I don't take it lightly. I know, God, Lord, that you're my very present help. There's no trouble greater than you. There's no situation that you're not bigger than. There's no problem that can get above you. There's no problem that can get below you. There's no situation that can get around you, hallelujah, that can rise up and come against you because you're greater than. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hear the Spirit of the Lord, hallelujah. Come on, somebody's got to shout, great is the Lord. Come on, shout the praise. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, don't be intimidated by your situation. Don't be intimidated by your circumstance. Somebody shout, great is the Lord. Great is the Lord.
Place, healing in this place, deliverance, forgiveness. Woo! Receive it tonight. Great is our God. Lord, we thank you. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you. I thank you, God. I give you reverence. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Tonight, can I ask you to do something? Let God in. Let God in. Let God into whatever you're facing. Let him in. Because he's mighty. He's mighty. He's victorious. He's got healing in his wings. Come on, hallelujah. He's a victorious God. He's a mighty God. And he's not against you. He's for you. He's for me. Come on, he's for me. Tell someone he's for me. He's not against me. Come on, amen. Come on, the enemy wants to tell you. The enemy wants you to be convinced in your mind that God's against you. But I'm here to tell you that God gave his only begotten son that you would not perish but have everlasting life. That you could come into a relationship with the Father and the Son. Hallelujah. Into this relationship with God. Don't let doubt in your mind, believing that, I'm telling you right here tonight, God wants you to experience his greatness. God wants you to experience his greatness. And I'm here to tell you, hallelujah, he's a great God. He's never disappointed me, hallelujah. Sometimes my focus disappoints me on other things. Sometimes, hallelujah, my feelings, my emotions, my will disappoints me. But I'm here to tell you, when God's got my attention, when I give my praise to God, and I'm aware of God in my circumstance, God never, never, never disappoints me. Tell somebody he never disappoints. Come on, hallelujah. Bless somebody. Come on, shout God praises as you sit down, hallelujah, as you receive the word from God. Woo! Woo! I can't get the shout enough out of me tonight. Come on, you praise long enough, you're going to lose your complaining. You don't have strength enough to complain no more. say amen to me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He's worthy. He's a good God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
You love him tonight? That's a shouting place right there. Come on, there's a shouting place right there. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. This is a house of God with it. We want everybody to be in a place where that you are thriving, that you're living in abundance, that you're living in relationship with the Father. Hallelujah. That you're not living no longer in brokenness, heaviness, weariness, but we're thriving. Hallelujah. That we let God come alive within our very being. Amen. That we let God move and live and have our being in him. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, hallelujah. Let God move in you. Hallelujah. Let God move in our midst. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants to show up. Hallelujah. And show off his greatness. Come on, hallelujah. I'm sorry, hallelujah, if I offend you, but I'm not worried because, listen, I can't stop talking about the greatness of my God. I cannot stop, hallelujah, because I want you to know something. I know where he's brought me from, hallelujah. I know that I once was dead, but I stand here today alive, hallelujah, that I'm not in a place of darkness, but I've been standing in the light of who he is, hallelujah, that I'm standing, hallelujah, no longer in my past, but I'm standing in new beginnings of Jesus Christ. I'm standing in grace and love and mercy, hallelujah, and in his righteousness where I have failed before. I stand today in the love and mercy of the Lord God Almighty, hallelujah, that even his presence, hallelujah, his presence I let overshadow me. Come on, amen. And in the midst of that, miracles take place when we let God overshadow us. We let God be bigger than my problems. I know some of the hurts and pains that we go through, each one of us. Every one of us have our own story. We know about pain. How many of you know about betrayal? Come on, help me today. How many of you know about betrayal? How many of you guys know about brokenness? How many of you know about failure? How many of you know about coming up short? But I want you to know, hallelujah, those are things that are real. But I want you to know, so is God, that we begin to come to a place of knowing. It's just knowing. It's not of a place of doing, because in my knowing, I do. So when I know who he is, when I know of his love, hallelujah, that overshadows me, that in the midst of dark places, hallelujah, it's his love that raises up within me, that causes me to keep going one more step, another step, hallelujah. I want to let God be God in my life. I want to walk in victory. I'm not just waiting, hallelujah. I'm not just waiting to leave this earth. I'm walking in victory today. I want to know him today. I want to walk in healing. I want to walk as an overcomer today, right here, right now. Come on, say today. How many of you guys need to walk in miracles today? How many of you want to walk in victory today? Come on, I do. I do, hallelujah. Well, let God know, hallelujah. Let God know it. Come on, say, God, I want to walk in the victory. I want to walk in your victory. I want to walk in the awareness of your greatness, God. I want to know you as God. God, give us this commandment to abide in him. If you abide in me, I'll abide in you. Sometimes I don't abide in God. I abide in my circumstance. I was preaching to anybody. Sometimes I abide in my weakness. And it gets my focus. Gets me off track. But God says, if you abide in me, then I'm going to let all that I am abide in you. I'm going to let who I am overcome your weakness. I'm going to let my grace, my significance of who I am, hallelujah, overcome your weakness. That you know me and my strength, hallelujah. That you come into awareness of the greatness of who I am. That because of it, why? because God wants to show you off His greatness of who He is to those that are around you. God wants you to let Himself be aware, let yourself be aware of Him, so that those around you can become aware. Come on, amen. God wants you to be aware of God so that those around you will be aware of His greatness. Come on. That others will look and say, what's up with you? Hide it under a bushel. Nope. I'm going to let it shine. You're the salt of the earth. You're the light of the world. Let Him shine. Shine. Be all that God has called you to be. You're empowered to do it. You all right? You believe me tonight? You believe me tonight? Come on, you believe me tonight? Come on, or do you believe your problems? Or do you believe your circumstance? Or do you believe your past failures that think they're big enough to keep you away from God? I used to think that. I used to live in a bondage of a place where that I thought there's nothing that I could do to ever be good enough to be what God has called me to be. God says you got half of it right. You can never. Hallelujah, but I can. And with me, everything's possible, son. I want you to know that I have died for you. Hallelujah. That God, in that place, when I identify and I know that what He did on the cross was not just for me, it was as me. Hallelujah. And that as the God that died as me rose as me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm alive. So walk like I'm alive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Run like you're not weary. Leap like you're on fire, because you are. Come on, amen. God wants us to manifest His greatness. So I don't apologize, because I know what He has done for me. I know that He has set me free. And I know that He's got to be number one priority in my life for me to live that way in victory. I want victory. But God, let Him be God in my life. I gotta let Him be God. So let Him be God. Just let Him be God. Just let God arise. Let God be God. And then your enemies will scatter. Not only are you aware of God, your enemies are. Woo! Come on, amen. Your enemies are. Come on, and they hear it in your mouth. You begin to change the scenery with the sound of worship that's in your heart. Hallelujah. You begin to change it. See, that's the difference between David and those other ones. Because he had a song within his heart. Come on, amen. He knew that God was greater than he was. Come on, amen. He knew that. And he began to sing the songs of praise when no one else heard him. He began to sing the sounds of praise when no one else was around. Come on, amen. He sounded the sound of praise when he was by himself. Come on, amen. So in the place he stepped out, there was a song of victory deep within him that was waiting to come out. Waiting. A giant killer within him. Waiting, hallelujah, for giants to appear so that they could be slain in the name of God Almighty. I don't know about you, but I know some giants out there that are waiting, hallelujah. Listen, that God's waiting for God, Him to arise within us to knock down some giants. We got some giant killers here tonight. Come on, we got some giant killers. All it takes is me to be aware of God, and my enemy scatters. Thank you, praise team. Your hands are tied, I know that. All right, hallelujah. I tell you my problem right now. I'm out of breath. You know why? Don't say it. I'll tell you. Because I'm carrying excess weight. You can laugh. See, excess weight that... Come on. When you're a little bit heavier than you should be. We're a little bit heavier than we should be. When you go up steps and you face something difficult,
You lose a little bit of your breath. You lose a little bit of your worship. See, when we're carrying unnecessary weight, you hear that tonight? When I'm carrying unnecessary weight, things that God says, I died on the cross that you don't have to carry that. I died in your place that you do not have to carry that. That you don't have to have that. Sometimes we carry some things in our life that are unnecessary. And I hope I'm sharing this to somebody. Maybe it's online. Is there somebody here tonight? Come on. Is this going to minister to somebody? Nobody? I don't know if this ministering to me. Because I know there's some unnecessary weight. Come on. That sometimes takes my breath away. Come on. Am I preaching to somebody here tonight? Come on. Come on. Because listen, we got to get beyond the past where we think, you know what I mean, I'm all perfect and I got it all together. I'm here to tell you, listen, that's pride. I want you to know who God meets with, the humble. I want you to know who God has fellowship with, the humble. See, God wants me to get beyond myself. Get beyond the excess baggage that I deal with, that I carry. That I walk around unnecessary. I knew I just had to get in my wife. I thought, what baggage am I going to carry? I just looked over at my wife and said, she carries a lot of baggage. I mean, not that way. I want you to see this. Come on, guys. Listen. Sometimes we think we can handle things and we carry it around, but I love to get someone to stand here all this service, and eventually this doesn't seem heavy, but after about 40 minutes, long-winded preacher, this thing that seems light to you, that you got this. Come on, tell someone, I got this. You'll begin to get to a place and say, no, I don't got this. See, the children of Israel wandered around for 40 years because they thought they got this. But God says, no, you don't got this, that you need to come to a place to realize that I got this. Come on, amen. I got this. And I want you to realize I got this. And you walk in my power and my anointing and not yours. So we begin to carry some baggage. After a while, I want you to hear this. It's going to keep me from worshiping. It's going to keep me from lifting up my hands unto God. It's going to keep me wore down and heaved my head. Eventually, I'm going to be walking around like this because of the heaviness, the unnecessary, tell someone unnecessary, the unnecessary weight that I'm carrying that I'm not meant to carry. What I need to do, I want you to know that how many of you guys ever went to the airport? I'm here to tell you that God wants us to check our baggage so that we can fly. So that we can elevate. Say elevate. Because you'll never elevate unless you check in your excess baggage. All those things that we try to carry, that's what I want you to know. See, we look that way sometimes in front of people to be religious. I got it all together. See, the Sadducees and Pharisees, Jesus was present. He was right there in their midst. But yet their pride would not receive it. Their pride would not recognize what was available. I want you to know that, listen, I want every one of us, and I have a mandate to tell everybody that I know that you do not have to carry the weight that you're carrying. You don't need to walk with it. You don't need to walk with shame. You don't need to walk with bitterness. You don't need to walk with pride, arrogance, self-dependence. But you need to walk in the Spirit. You need to walk in the awareness of who He is. Tell someone it changes everything. Say it changes everything. Come on. It's a sound of repentance. That we live from a place. The word repentance, I say this all the time, but we got to get this. It means metanoia. Metanoia. Say metanoia. And it means to turn. To change your mind. See, God wants you to renew your thinking. He wants us to change our mind. I want you to hear this and know this, that we got to live from a place of repentance. We got to live from that place. every day. We need to turn. Say turn. I need to turn and take hold of all that he has to overcome all that I have. I need to give God my some so that I can have his all. I need to give God my some so that I can have his all. I want you to hear this. Listen to me. God does not want to hold back. He wants to release all that he is. He wants to, hallelujah, invade every hurt and every pain and everything that all your life that you have carried. There's a lot of things. I want you to know there's Christians, say Christians, believers that carry a lot of baggage. I want you to hear this and know that we, in our spirit, say our spirit, we are set free. We're a brand new. Say I'm brand new. But God's working on my soul. And that part of me has to surrender to God. My soul is my mind, my will, and my emotion. How many of you guys got a lot of baggage in your mind, your will, and your emotion? There's a lot of things in my mind that, listen, that I thought about God that were lies. This intimidation that I felt about God was a lie. That's not who he was. There's so many things that, and I want you to hear this, listen to me, guys. Right here, this is why I believe that fellowship is so important. Do you know God reveals himself to us in fellowship? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. How important is fellowship? I'm going to tell you how important it is. I said this Wednesday night, but I can preach a sermon here tonight, and it won't penetrate you like the annoyance of somebody beside you. See, God will use it. Say he'll use it. When you're weak, he's strong. There's some people that might annoy you or this or that in the midst of a setting like this family. Come on, this is the problem, but sometimes in the midst of those things that in the midst of it, we just ditch one another. Instead of growing up, instead of coming to a place of maturity, of God having my attention, I give it to the annoyance. I give it to the agitation. I give it to somewhere else. My focus begins to be on a problem and not the solution. Are you ready? Hallelujah. John 10:10. Let me just start there. I'm just a servant. Wherever he takes me, I'm going, all right? Okay? So don't be mad at me. You talk to God, your prayer. I'm just trying to be obedient. Then Jesus unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door. Say, he's the door of the sheep. And all that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but sheep. Are you sheep? Am I a sheep? Because he's my shepherd. And the Bible says, sheep, do not hear them. I want you to get this. You are in God's pasture. You're his. Say, I'm his. If God be for me, who could be against me? He's saying, this is a declaration of saying, my sheep know my voice. Their attention has been on my voice. So whatever noise comes around them, they don't pay attention to it. They listen to my voice. See, God wants us to have his full attention that we only hear his voice. Say, none other. I want you to know that I'm so in love with my wife that we could be in a crowd of all kinds of people and I can hear her voice. I can hear her voice because the love that I have for her. Above every other voice that's around in that place, I can hear her voice. See, God wants us to be in such a place where that we are able to hear his voice above every noise, every sound, every situation, every problem, all the weight and baggages we're able to give to him. So here. You all right? He says, I am the door. I am the door. And by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. I don't have time to get into that, but maybe Wednesday. The thief comes, but the thief. Say the thief. He comes but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. That's what he's come for. But God says, I've come
I've come. What does he come for? I have come that you might have life. Say that I might have life. But not just life. See, there's a lot of people that, come on, amen, that have life. They have access to God, but aren't living in abundance. I've come to give you life and life more, say more, more abundantly. From a place of flowing from who he is. From the greatness of God in your life. Hallelujah. That you're not just standing in a place of salvation, but you're walking it out. Say, I'm walking it out. Come on. That we begin to walk in victory. Come on, amen. That God just did not save me for me to go somewhere. God has saved me from something to something. Hallelujah. Guess what? That I'm saved to him. That he has all my attention. That God leads me. That he's leading me, not my situation, not my problem. We begin to be in victory. Come on, amen. That we don't let out of us ourself, but we let out him. Come on, amen. He says that we might have life and life overflowing. Say overflowing. How many of you guys like that? I know I want that. Because God's not a liar. God says, I've come to give you life. I know that. And I'm a Christian. That I'm born again. But not just life. But life overflowing. That the life that he's given me overflows. From my spirit, I'm born again. But it overflows. Say overflows. Into my soul. Into my earth. Say it begins to change things. That's where we begin to live in abundance. Say overflow. See, because in that place of my life, that overflows into all those around me. I begin to change my environment. By the Spirit of God that's within me. Come on, amen. Listen, I don't preach at you. I preach with you. So say amen. Come on, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So unnecessary weight stops us. Causes me to lose my breath. Abundance. Overflow. Unnecessary things that I carry. Say priority. I just want us to see this. And so he says, let's look up Acts 24:16. And herein do I exercise myself. Say exercise. He says, so exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense. Wait, say it to me. I need to exercise to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward man. Can I read this, what I wrote down? I need to exercise being aware of God, not fighting against God. That word right there, offense, is this word. That I'm fighting against God. What am I fighting against? I'm fighting against God revealing who he is to all of my life. I hold back God. Tell someone it offends God. Because why? Because he's available for everything that I need. And because I am aware and I fight back God, because sometimes my pride, or because of selfishness sometimes, or maybe sometimes just because I want to be right, or just because maybe I'm afraid of somebody white might think of me, that because of that, not only towards God but towards man, the result affects those around me. When I'm not aware of God and I don't exercise being aware of God and not stand against him. What do you mean stand against him? It's whenever I come to a place where I begin to agree something that God says is not true about me or about others. I come against God when I begin to believe the things that are around me are bigger than my God. I stand against God when I come into agreement with things that God doesn't stand for. Say, this is good news. Come on, say, this is good news. Come on, amen. If I fight against God, I fight against man. Psalms 1 says this, but blessed is the man. Say, blessed is the man. That word blessed means bliss. Come on, how many of you guys want to be in bliss? Come on, how many of you guys want to walk in bliss? Amen. And this is how we don't do that. This is how we not walk in that is when we do these three things. Come on, and every one of us do this out of our own strength and out of our own pride. When we're not reliant upon and we don't place God in His priority place. When we don't place God as greater than. Say no matter what. Say no matter what. It says, blessed is the man. I wrote this down, happiness, state of bliss. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the word of the Lord. Say his delight. His affection. What's on his mind is in the Lord. What's in his mind is in God's mind. When I begin to agree with the way that God sees things, Jesus prayed, this is how you pray. Say, this is how I pray. Thy kingdom come. This is how we pray. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. In my earth. As it is. In him. Does God have any enemies? Come on. Come on. Think about this. Come on. Amen. Who could rise against my God? So God's saying this, that we begin to hear this word, that David begins to declare this, that I begin to delight in the Lord and in the law, the word, that means the word of God. Word doth he meditate. Say he meditates. When? No, wait. I'm sorry. I think this is a misprint. Saturday evenings. Oh. Right, I'm sorry, you have it, that's what it says. Day and night. Say daily. Because I need his provision daily. For me to face anything that I'm going through tomorrow, I need to take hold of him today. Because what has me today is going to have me tomorrow. But if I give myself to him today, God told Joshua, set yourself apart today. And tomorrow, I'll do wonders. Set yourself in awareness of me today. And I'll do wonders in your midst tomorrow. So he says this, he says, and we shall be like trees planted. But listen, I want to be like a tree. I want to be in a place of abundance. But this is what I cannot do. I cannot come against God with my thoughts. I cannot come against God with my pride, with my soul. Say my soul. With my mind, my will, my emotions, my thoughts. Bible says that we were alienated in our minds towards God. See, we weren't enemies to God. We were enemies to God in our minds, not his. Because I'm here to tell you that when you weren't thinking about him, he was thinking about you. That he provided everything that you needed, not when it was just revealed to us at Calvary, but the Bible says, from the foundation of the earth, the Lamb was slain. Calvary was not plan B. It was always the plan. So from the beginning, before Adam and Eve even disagreed with God, God had a provision for them to take hold of. His provision is Jesus Christ. Amen. So he said, blessed is the man or woman. It's a blanket statement. Say blanket. Don't be offended. I know you won't. Blessed is the man or woman that walketh not in counsel of the ungodly. Walking. What to do? It says that we don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly, that I don't walk in the advice of those that disagree with God. That I don't walk in a counsel or take advice from that which is not from God. So any thought that comes in my mind, don't take counsel with it. I want you to hear this because my soul wants to give me counsel. You see the way she treated you? I think he tried to trip you when you're coming down the aisle. You begin to think some thoughts. All of a sudden, you begin to believe something that didn't even happen. The Bible says, don't take counsel, but take counsel in God. You all right? He says, don't stand in the way of sinners. The position is in opposition with God's truth. Don't stand in the way of sinners in a place of disagreeing, because that's not who you are. Sinners disagree with God, but the righteous believe what he says and they walk in it. The righteous say yes and amen. The sinner says no to God. The righteous says, here I am. The last one is this. It says, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. And this is one that really we have to take hold of this in our hearts. The scornful means to interrupt. It means to mock. I want you to know that sometimes in my life I've interrupted God with my butt. Not my butt. With my opinion. Yeah, I know God, but do you know how big this is? You know what the situation that I'm dealing with right now, God? Say, but. When all things look impossible, come on. The scornful sits in a seat to interrupt God, to disagree with his greatness of his might. Come on, amen. See, I want you to know that how many times in your life where you've been in situations where you heard a word or things come to you and you walk out of this place, come on, amen, and you begin to, we have an opportunity, every one of us, that when we leave this place, that we don't sit back down in a place of interrupting God, but we come into agreement, say agreement, we come in agreement in his word, that I don't disagree with his word, that I walk in what he says that I am, that I walk in the promises that he says that I can have, come on, that I believe that I'm more than a conqueror, that I don't interrupt God and say, but. But I let God. Amen? James 4. But I gotta live in that. But we live out of evil tendencies. Don't we? We live out of an evil tendency out of my soul. Out of that place of interrupting God where we disagree with God, we live, they're tendencies. You could break tendencies. And it's God that does it. Here's how he does it, that there's tendencies that I begin to rely back on myself. I begin to rely on my pride. I begin to rely on my own strength or my own opinion or my own voice. My own counsel. I begin to come into agreement with what I have to say about the matters and not what God says. The children of Israel were standing in a place of decision. That when they seen all the giants, they were real. Tell your neighbor they were real.
I'm here to tell you because I want you to know that even those giants that were there, the things that were around them, the walled city, all the things that were there, in their eyes they looked mightier. But to Joshua and Caleb, they choose not to agree because God says, all this is yours. Don't be discouraged. Say, don't be discouraged. For the Lord your God is with you and he's mighty. He's more than enough that you need. But they disagreed. They sat in the seat of interrupting God. And they never walked in the promises. They did not walk in the abundance of the overflow of the fruit of the land. See, God wants us to take hold of the victory that he's given us at the cross. Amen? So how do I break it? How do I have a clear conscience? How do I live from a clear conscience? You ever hear that phrase when someone said to you, says, babe, well, you don't have a clear conscience. James 4. Are you all right? I just want to share this last poet here. You okay? Come on. You all right? It says this in James 4, 5, and it says, do you think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? Now I'm going to break it down to you. All right? Can I break it down to you? The Bible says the spirit of God is within me, and he's jealous of that which I have placed above him. Not a jealousy that is produced out of in the world from fear, but it's a jealousy of love. That you want so bad for those around to grasp it, that causes a jealousy in you. See, this jealousy that is within us, and what we do is we begin to come in disagreement, hallelujah, when we walk in our pride and our own self. Jealousy longs, he longs for my attention. The Spirit of God longs for my attention. The Spirit intently desires to have more of me. See, he doesn't want to leave you with less than all that he is. He wants us to walk in abundance. Say abundance. See, when those around you walk, you see you walking in victory, God gets the glory. Come on, God gets the glory. When they see the fruit of God coming forth out of your life, God gets the glory. He wants his children to be blessed. He does not want you to live, hallelujah, malnutritioned. Because those around you that you say, I'm a Christian and I'm walking with God, and those around you see that and say, well, I don't want that. So God wants us to be in a place of abundance, overflow of him, so that those around us can eat from that, the truth of who he is, the power of who he is. Whew. Unleashing God's greatness in the midst. That's what Jesus did. Jesus released all that the Father was in the earth. He didn't hold back. He didn't disagree with the Spirit of God that was within him. He released it. Say he released it. He manifested all that God was. And all them around him said, oh man, that's awesome. That's who God is. And they glorify God. So, he says it dwelleth. It's jealous. When we live outside of relationship with him, we live outside of the abiding place with him, he's jealous. And it grieves him. It grieves the Spirit of God. Him knowing that all he has for us, that he has the answer to your dilemma. He has the answer for those things that you groan for. All those things that are in our life, the excess baggage, say excess baggage. The Holy Spirit takes it personally when we turn from him. Verse 6, he says, but he, the Spirit of God, when we place him in priority and we turn to him, he says, as you turn to him, I'll give you more grace.
Say more. More. Say more. More grace. Come on, amen. When I begin to turn from my opinions, from my thoughts to His thoughts, I'm going to give you more. More of what? More than who I am. And all of a sudden, I begin to walk in less of me and more of Him. Amen? He says he wants to give us a divine influence of grace to affect my tendencies to be dependent, self-dependent. To be self, from being self-reliant. From being prideful. Holding back God. He wants us to take hold of that. But what keeps us from that is my ego. We don't let God touch our ego. I don't know if they got that thing from Let Go of My Ego or My Ego. You know that commercial? Sometimes I feel like I want to say to God, let go of my ego. Because I don't always like to see people see me in my weakness. I don't like always see people see me vulnerable. See, my ego holds back relationships sometimes. Self-preservation. Trying to preserve myself. Sometimes that's why we don't worship. Because of self-preservation. I become worried about what someone might think of me. Who might see me. Can I just let you in on something? Nobody really cares. Just worship God. The only one that cares is God. Nobody else cares how you worship. Just worship God. However you worship, worship God. Don't hold back your worship. Give God your praise. Come on, amen. Give God your praise. Give God opportunity, hallelujah, to break out of your life. Let me finish with this. You go ahead and play something, Randy, so I can. It gives me a cue. That's the what do you call it? The credits. So it says He giveth more grace. Say more grace. How many guys want more grace? I want more grace. I want more of God's ability to get it done and less of mine to get it done because I can't do it. I don't have strength sometimes. There's some things that are bigger than me. Some things that are heavy that I carry and I shouldn't be carrying. So God wants us to resist. To God resists the proud, but He gives grace unto the humble. He resists. See, when I'm in a place of pridefulness and say this, when I say this to myself and I say this, I got this, God lets me. God says, okay. I don't want to be in a place where that God says, all right, I'll just give you that. If you resist what I have for you, I'll let you have whatever you want. What I want's not always right. Because it breaks me, it hurts me. It lets me down. But God, say, but God, He gives grace to the humble. To those people that are in a place of repentance where they say, God, I need more of you. I need less of me. I need less of my baggage. I need more of you. I need more of you, God, to overflow into me. Into my dryness, into my weariness, into my weakness. I want more of you. He says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Submit. We submit to God. Resist the devil and he will flee. God doesn't want you to fight these battles alone. That's why His Spirit's in you.
Tell someone I'm not alone. I got a warrior with a proven record living within me. I got a comforter. I got a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And the enemy will flee from you. But I'm here to tell you that he will not flee from me if I'm not submitting to God. If I'm not abiding in him, the enemy won't flee. But when God overflows, he has no choice but to leave. See, Jesus was in the midst of a wilderness, sometimes just like things we were going through in the desert. You been in a desert? Dry place? Jesus was there. He was faced with all kinds of temptations, just like we're faced with. Pride. Self-preservation. What would it look like if you starve out here, Jesus? So provide for yourself something to eat. He chose not to. He chose to be in a place where he trusted the Father. He submitted to him, even though was in that place where he was vulnerable. Say vulnerable. But he trusted God. He didn't know how this was going to work out, but he trusted the Father. He submitted to the Spirit of God that was within him. And when the last temptation came, it was for him to worship. He said, if you worship me, you'll have it all. But Jesus says, I will worship none other than my God. Amen. When you choose who you worship first, the enemy has no choice but to leave. Say, who I place first in my worship. Jesus prioritized his life, his worship towards the Father. And the enemy has no choice but to leave. Say, he's got to go. He's got to go. Let's set our attention upon him. Let's turn our hearts towards him. When we begin to prioritize him, he begins to push out all those things that have delayed victory in my life. There's some abundance that I'm not walking in because I've not prioritized him in certain areas of my life. And God's jealous. Because he wants to show you how awesome he is. Would you stand to your feet? I have a lot more to share, but it's all right. Because I hope that the point was made that there's a lot of excess baggage. And Jesus, he dealt with it with his disciples. Sometimes you don't know until the storm comes what's in you. I'm going to say it again. Sometimes you don't know until the storm comes. When all hell breaks loose. When everything seems to fall apart. Whether you can't hold it on together anymore. You can't patch it no more. Come on. I can't put this together no more. I can't fix this no more. You ever been there? Come on. Have you been there? Whether you can't fix it no more. That you can't supply your need. That there's no way that you can get through this. Sometimes what God does is he let us face those things to choose. He sent the disciples out into a boat. When they got out into the sea, all hell broke loose. And where Jesus was in the boat sleeping. Why? Because he was submitting to the Father. He knew that who could come against him? If his Father was for him. So in the midst of his storms, he showed us how to live. He slept. He was at rest. He was at peace. He was in the kingdom. Righteousness, peace, and joy. It wasn't disturbed. Sometimes we let people take our joy. Sometimes we let our circumstances steal our joy. Come on, amen. I'm not to let those things happen. Because God gives it to me. Only I can let it go. Say it's yours. Say it's yours. So the disciples are in the boat, and all hell breaks loose. Jesus is sleeping downstairs, and they're upstairs,
and they're upset and they're ticked off. And they begin to have a conversation with one another out of their souls, out of their weak place, out of their self-preservation. And they begin to discuss how Jesus failed them. They begin to discuss because they went downstairs and they met with him and they said, don't you care. Say it's a lie. Say it's a lie. The enemy wants you to have a conversation that God doesn't care. But God tells you, cast your cares. You know how you exercise? Cast them. Say cast them. Put them on him. We take whatever that is and we cast it to him. Every day. Every day. Every moment, I learn to pray. I become a good prayer. You know why? Because I'm always casting. I'm always saying, God, this is bigger than me. Lord, I'm desperate for you to help me in this moment right now. How many of you been there? I can't get through this without you, God. And I'm desperate for you. I need you. So the disciples are in there and then the cares. And Jesus came out and he stopped the storm. They stopped the storm. I don't know about you, but if there's a storm in your life, I know somebody that's greater than the storm. And if you've not received him in your life as your Savior, don't leave this place without it. Don't walk out with what he's given to you to walk in. So right here tonight, all eyes closed. Whatever that thing is that's heavier than you, that excess baggage, let's give it to him. Right now. Let's let it go right now. Let's lay it down before his feet so that the storm could cease. That we keep knocking. That we keep knocking. That we be persistent reaching for him. Running after him. We keep seeking him. And Jesus spoke to the storms. He says, peace be still. And he looked at his disciples and he says, where is your faith? Can you look at me for a second? He's standing there, looking at his disciples. Where is your faith? Jealous that the storm got their attention and not him. Help us. So I pray tonight that we cast it in tonight. That I don't pick it back up. I let it go. Let it go. Say, let it go. Father God, I pray to God, Lord. Hallelujah. God, Lord, that we become dependent upon you for every moment, every breath that I take, God. That I become aware that you're greater than God. And the more, hallelujah, awareness, the more revelation, the more light I get, hallelujah, the more life that I get. The abundance that I walk in. That, God, Lord, that things that come my way no more, God, Lord, would not knock me off my feet no more. But, God, I just step up over them, hallelujah. God, that I'm beginning to walk in the reality and the truth of what you said is for me. God, I give you glory. I give you praise. And we as a people will declare with all of our hearts that we are blessed and highly favored. God's knocking. Open up and let him in.